With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
So, hello everybody and welcome to this week's NPL show, sponsored by the lovely people at EvoStick. I'm Ben, and this week it's a bit of an FA Cup special, as later on we'll be joined by Andrew Simpson and a plethora of club officials looking to cause a bit of an upset in this weekend's second qualifying round matches in the FA Cup. But before that, we're now joined on the other end of the phone to discuss some league results and a bit about the Integral League Cup. We're now joined by social media officer from the league. It's Mr. James Hayes. Hello, T-Got. How are they?
How are you doing, mate? Not too bad tonight. T-Got, that's, I've been called that for a while. Wow.
Well, there you go. you don't even do the Tanner anymore. It's just that guy, isn't it?
Tugger. Yeah, well.
Tugger. Thank you for joining us, Tugger. Coming up on the show later, we are going to be hearing from the chairman at Cone and Frickler. We're also going to try and get Neil Young on as well, and Dave Frecklington at Matlock, and Neil Young at Marine, obviously. We're also going to be hearing from Mr. Macken at Radcliffe FC, because Radcliffe will be taking on Curzon Ashton this weekend. We're also going to be hearing from the management at South Shields and at AFC Mansfield. Shall we get Tom Baker on at Trafford? I mean, over-egging the pudding there, but they've got a match against Ashton United. We should get Trafford on, shouldn't we?
Should do, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll get Trafford on as well. So, all happening. Oh, and Fazi Celtics manager Adam Littland will be coming on the show too. So loads to get through this week. So let's talk about the results from the league before we get Andrew Simpson on to talk about the FA Cup. It's going to be a comprehensive fixture preview this week. But when it comes to the results from Saturday, great result this for South Shields. A 3-0 away win at Matlock Town. I think Dave Frecklington, was that his first match in charge? Or thereabouts?
Yeah, it was indeed. And Matlock Town, even though they said they put a lot better performance in, it's not the result you want to start your campaign with.
So South Shields next up, hosting Stockport County at Mariners Park, and later in the show we'll be hearing from Lee Picton, because that's a big game that. For Matlock, their next game is a league match. They'll be travelling to not far from where you are, James. They'll be travelling to Stalybridge Celtic and Bowerfold. So let's hear what Dave Frecklington's thoughts are heading into this weekend's match in the league at Stalybridge Celtic.
It's been a really busy first week. Obviously inherited a lot of players at the football club, and the first job's been to try and make out who's part of our plans and who's not. But while also adding two or three bodies that we've worked with before to obviously understand how we want to go about our work. So yeah, been a really big tough week for us, but one that I've really enjoyed.
And obviously a bit of a baptism of fire to begin with. South Shields coming to town, that was never going to be an easy encounter. Have you got a sense now of what improvements are needed and how to pick the squad up and take it forward?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we've the South Shields one was, like you said, we got the job on the Thursday. Friday morning, we're picking the team as best we can. We had three or four new bodies in as well, so it's just all thrown together. But this week we've been able to get them on the grass Tuesday and Thursday, which has been really important, and give them a bit of direction of which way we want to go, and hopefully we can see them that fruition of hard work tomorrow at Stalybridge.
And heading on to Stalybridge then, I mean, it seems a long time ago that Matlock had such a strong start to the season. Going to Stalybridge tomorrow, I mean, what are you expecting from them, and what are you expecting from your own side?
I'm expecting a tough game. I think there's no easy games at this level. Obviously they've had a dip in form, as have we, so there's two teams there, one desperately wanting to get 3 points. So, yeah, I'm expecting a really tough game. It's never an easy place to go and play. It's Stalybridge. Not too long ago that, they were in the Conference North. So, good manager, good side. We've just got to make sure we look after our own. And, one thing for sure, we've been putting a hard shift in, and, I'm expecting a response from the last couple of performances.
And then on Tuesday, you've got Grantham coming to Causeway Lane. I mean, I think this goes to show you how competitive the Premier Division is this season, that there is no easy games, and you really have to think on your feet, don't you, and hit the ground running, I suppose.
Yeah, you do. And fortunately for myself, I actually, Grantham was one of the games I took in early season while I was out of work. I managed to watch 3 Eurostick Premier games and, you know, managed to watch 6 teams, so Grantham being one of them. So, you know, I've had eyes on them already. It's a local team to me. You know, I'm from Lincoln, so Grantham's the nearest club to me. So I know quite a lot of players there, know what they're all about. They've started really well. But it's important we just focus on Stalybridge first and foremost and make sure we're all guns blazing tomorrow.
Dave Frecklington there, manager at Matlock Town, joining us here on the Evostick NPL show. Shortly, we're going to be hearing from Neil Young at Marine on his new reign at the club, and to hear his thoughts on what's going on at Marine and where he could take the club going forward. But was a defeat for Marine in their last outing. Warrington Town 1, Marine 0. So the top two up at the top, South Shields on 18 points, Warrington Town on 17 points. So it's been a good couple of games now for Warrington and South Shields. They're really finding their stride, James.
Yeah, both 4 wins on the trot now.
A great result there. It's also a good result for Buxton. Buxton in third position now, 3 points off the league leaders. Buxton 4, Stafford Rangers 1. What a result that is for Buxton. Buxton into third position. And also on 15 points, we've got Grantham Town. Grantham Town beating Hyde United by 1-0. Stafford Rangers remaining in mid-table. And for Hyde United, they're just above the drop zone on 5 points. Very early days, though. We're only talking 7 or 8 games here in the league. But for Grantham and for Buxton, it's looking very positive at the moment.
Yeah, and again, just going back to what we were saying on the first week of the show, and myself in particular, thinking that Grantham could struggle this year, being a brand new...
All the changes in the summer, it was an obvious thing to say, really, and there was a lot of evidence for it. But Ian Culverhouse is doing a cracking job.
He is indeed, and then looking at the last couple of results, yeah, they're just picking up from where they left off as the losing playoff side last year.
For Gainsborough Trinity finish off the playoff positions at the moment on 14 points. That's just 4 points behind South Shields, still with a game in hand. Witton Albion 0, Gainsborough Trinity 0. Witton sitting in 15th position, not quite in double figures yet, but getting there. And obviously we'll be hearing more about Witton Albion and their FA Cup hopes very shortly, as we'll be joined by Andrew Simpson from the Mid-Cheshire Guardian. But Gainsborough Trinity there, a good away point at a difficult Winsham Park. They're on 14 points. Also on 14 points is Scarborough Athletic. And this is a great result. Scarborough Athletic 3, Basford United 1. Basford are fast becoming my favourite team in the league because you can't make head or tail of them. Played 8, won 4, lost 4. No draws. Good.
Both sides free scoring as well, so picking up from where they left off last year too. And
Who had Nantwich Town to beat Whitby Town by 4-1 on Saturday? If you did, you'd be a very rich person by now. But Nantwich Town 4, Whitby Town 1, a fantastic result for the Cheshire side on Saturday afternoon. Sees Nantwich now just 3 points from the playoff positions. Whitby Town there, pegged back, out of the playoffs to go. Great result that for Dave Cook's side.
Yeah, and something that they needed. Their stats not necessarily been the best either.
Yeah, good result for Hensford as well. Hensford now sitting 2 points outside the playoff positions. Hensford 2, Workington 0. Workington not got the season off and running yet, but a great result there for Hensford Town.
Yeah, Hensford, again, another side with a bit of a rough start this season. But again, starting to find the form a little bit, both from coming into FA Cup games this weekend.
Just 2 more results to bring you. A great result for Fars and Celtic. We'll be hearing from Adam Lakeland in a second or two, because Fars and Celtic this weekend will be hosting Southport in a very, very intriguing game there in West Yorkshire. Fars and Celtic 1, Micklover Sports 0 was the score on Saturday when it comes to the league, though. And elsewhere, the final score, which we'll be bringing you on this week's show, is Stalybridge Celtic 3, Bamber Bridge 2. And obviously we had Sid White on last week on the monthly show, and he said we need to score goals. He said, James, we need to score goals. Well, they scored 3 of them, James, and Bamber Bridge have finally been beaten.
I think he also said they'd go and beat Bamber Bridge, if I remember correctly, as well.
Well, yeah, of course, so, he said that. He was optimistic, wasn't he? But you know, easier said than done, and they've done it. They beat Bamber Bridge.
Bamber Bridge were always on the back foot, but again, they didn't stop at any time. It's not the end of the world for Bamber Bridge. It's a fantastic start still.
One last result to bring you, and it was all square at the Giant Axe. Lancaster City 0, Northobia United 0. Lancaster's second point of the season there sees them still bottom of the table, 3 points from safety. But as we keep saying here on the show, early days, we're nowhere near 10 games yet.
It's a point that they needed as well, just to get the, after what's happened in the last couple of weeks. So great point for him there, you got to mention.
Yeah. So just to say as well, we're recording this on Wednesday. There's a couple of Integro League Cup matches taking place. Kidsgrove Athletic against Hensford, Lincoln against Carlton, and Ramy against Clitheroe. Unfortunately, we don't know the results of those games. But there was a plethora of results from Tuesday evening in the Integro League Cup. I suppose at this stage of the season, we're going to say head over to evostateleague.co.uk for all the results. Some fantastic games, though. Standout ones. Frickley Athletic 5, Cleethorpes Town 4. What a game of football there in West Yorkshire. Fads Celtic beat Pontefract Coles, speaking of Yorkshire, by 4-0. Glossop North End beat Grantham Town 6-0 away from home. Bit of an upset there in the Integro League Cup. Gresley beat Gainsborough Trinity by 4-1. A big congratulations to Gresley. A fantastic result. Gresley 4, Gainsborough Trinity 1. Just seeing if there's any other big upsets. Oh, Mashk United 3, Northobia 1. Brilliant result there for the North East club. Chasetown beating Nantwich on penalties 4-1. Big congratulations to the West Midlands club. A big congratulations as well to Runcorn Linnets, who beat near neighbours Warrington Town 5-4 on penalties after a 1-1 draw. Morpeth Town beat South Shields by 4-1 away from home. Good crowd there as well on a Tuesday night. 977 at Mariners Park. Congratulations too to Prescott Cables, who beat Workington away from home by 2-1. And finally, James, just to mention the Monday night results. Brighouse beat Ossett United by 1-0 in that derby there in West Yorkshire. And the big upset of the night, the holders are gone in the first round. Atherton Coles 1, Drolsden 2. A big congratulations there to the Tameside side beating the holders from the other side of Greater Manchester by 2-1. James, any closing thoughts before we go?
Yeah, just quickly on the Integro, a lot of sides who have won it in the past are out. So there's a very, very good chance there's going to be a new name on the trophy too. Plus, Drolsden, the team who have knocked the champions out in the last 3 years, have gone on to win it. So is that an omen for them this season?
So a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us this week. Just to let everyone know, there are a smattering of... Is that a word, Simo? Smattering? You're the expert at this.
Definitely. Yeah.
A smattering of Premier Division matches this weekend. Basford United against Lancaster City, Northobia against Scarborough, Stalybridge against Matlock, as we discussed earlier with Dave Frecklington, and Whitby Town against Hyde United. But no one cares about the league this weekend. All due respect to those 8 clubs. It's all about the FA Cup. Second qualifying round. And joining me now to discuss the plethora of matches taking place this weekend in the second qualifying round, it's the welcome return of Mr. FA Cup Preview himself. It's Mr. Andrew Simpson. Hello, Simo. How are you?
Hello. Yes. Welcome to FA Cup Corner.
That's right. HQ of non-league in the North. That's where it's happening. So we have got some interviews with managers coming up as well. At time of recording, which is Thursday, we're hopeful to have John Macken coming on, Rudy Funk, Lee Picton, Adam Laitland, Dave Frecklington, Neil Young and Tom Baker and Dave Cook. Obviously, Dave Frecklington we've already heard from. That's just my
Blimey.
List. And I've not read the list properly. So there we go.
Right. I'll just all of that off. In an hour.
All of that in an hour. And James Hayes, and he chats on. So
he chats on. Is he excited for the weekend?
Oh, he's loving it.
He got excited.
He's loving it. Yeah. He's like piggy muck, as my granddad would say. Anyway, so second qualifying round, in no particular order, other than the alphabetical. Starting off, Anstey Nomads against Michelover Sports. Now, my question is, Simo, before we get on to how's John McGrath's side going to get on this weekend, where is Anstey?
Well, there's a couple of these in the preview today, a couple of these where you're going to ask me where they are, so I'll try to anticipate that. They're in Leicestershire.
All right.
And, you know, I have to confess, I've not heard of them, which is terrible, really, because they're having a great season. The top of the league in the United Counties League Division 1, so they're 3 levels below Mikulova. So this is a real attempt at a giant killing going on there. But they're in absolutely brilliant form. They've won the past eight games in a row in all competitions. They've already won three ties to reach this stage in the FA Cup. So they're not going to be scared of Mikulova at all this weekend. So Mikulova just needs to be a little bit careful.
Next up, Ashton United against Trafford. We're going to hear from Tom Baker in a second. Chance of an upset here. I would have said so, but then Ashton United finally took a half-time lead and took it to the full-time whistle at the weekend.
And it was a brilliant win as well, wasn't it, Hereford? I know Hereford, had just sat Peter Beadle as managers. Maybe it was the kind of proverbial good time to play them, but still a difficult place to go. Great win for Ashton, that, and they've not won any of the previous seven before that, so a timely win as well. Trafford, that FA Cup win against Lancaster in the last round, which we've talked about, and thought maybe it was a chance of an upset, and they did go and carry it out. It's been a little bit of a catalyst for them because they've gone on and won a couple of games since then as well, including a win in the League Cup in midweek on penalties against Skem after beating them in the league the previous Saturday. So they'll go up there in really good spirits. We have to remember it is still a two-division gap. Still make Ashton favourites, but Trafford will fancy their chances.
Well, let's hear now from the man in charge at Shoreview. Here's Tom Baker.
It's the sort of game that obviously gets players excited and myself and my staff and probably everyone associated with the club, including the supporters. You want your side to be involved in big games, and this is certainly a big game, so we're all looking forward to it.
And it follows on the back of an interview we did a couple of weeks ago before the last, the first qualifying round, the match against Lancaster City, and that was a great result. And what's that meant for your side? Because you were talking about the start to the season being a bit sluggish. Yeah. I mean, a result like that, I mean, what's it done for the squad?
To be honest with you, mate, we spoke about... we played one corner Linnets before the Lancaster game and we got beat. And obviously we were struggling, as we spoke about in a couple of weeks ago when you had me on. And we spoke that with the lads and said and with the staff and said that, you know, a good result against Lancaster and a win could be sort of the start of... hopefully some good form and it turned out it was. Obviously, we beat Lancaster away and since then we've just won three games on the spin. So we're four wins out of four from that Lancaster game. So it's mad how football can change round from really struggling, looking like we couldn't buy a win. I think we went three defeats on the spin. We've just gone four wins on the spin within the space of probably 8 or 9 days. So, yeah, it was a massive game, the Lancaster game, for more than one reason. And it sends us into the Ashton game now in good form.
And let's talk about the Ashton game now. Obviously, Lancaster is one division above. Ashton United, two divisions above. Not had the best of seasons. That said, that result against Hereford last weekend has bucked the trend somewhat. So what are you expecting from Ashton and how can you make yourself the biggest banana skin in Tameside on Saturday?
Big result, by the way, going to Hereford and beating them 2-0. Really big result. I don't think many people would have had that result down. Going to be a really tough game, mate. Obviously, you know, a lot of the players know each other. I'm relatively close with Jody, the manager. I played for the club. My assistant played for the club. So it's a big tie. We've got nothing to lose, for certain. All the pressure is on Ashton. And I think Jody and their lads will know that, being two leagues above. Being the first, obviously, you know, they've just come in this round, so it's their first FA Cup game where we've obviously won two previously. But we've got a goal there and we've got to be positive. We've done a lot of work this week in how we're going to set up and what we're going to try and do to try and get a result. And then it's just about the players going and implementing that, really. If they do, and, you know, Ashton maybe have a little off day and we're absolutely at it, then we've got a chance of beating them. If, you know, we don't, then, you know, it's pretty simple. We're probably going to lose the game. On paper, they should have better players than us, the fact that they're two leagues above, but it's the FA Cup, mate, innit? Anything can happen. We're just looking forward to the challenge, really.
Tom Baker there, manager at Trafford, joining us on this week's NPL show. Buxton next, Simo. They're hosting our old dear friends, Colville Town. And basically it's Grantham, isn't it, from last season? So this is a big game.
It's a big game. I think it's one of the kind of most interesting ties of our teams. Actually, you take a brave man to bet against Buxton at home at the moment because they've won every game on the new pitch there. In fact, they're unbeaten home and away since the opening day of the season. When they had that narrow defeat at Whitby, they've gone on and they're unbeaten in nine games since then. So they're in really good form, third in the league. But Colville have had a very tidy start to life in the new Southern League Premier Central, the second in the league, and have won five games in a row. So they're coming up here in really good form. And so I think that's going to be a great tie this weekend.
Next up is Cleethorpes Town against Bamber Bridge. It's East against a Premier Division side. I've got to say, Division 1, we're going to have to come up with a new name for the show because I didn't get the memo that Division 1 has changed its name. It's just East and West now. So I'm after suggestions, dear listener, basically. What do we call the show? there's all kinds of names that's flown around my head. None of them appropriate. But yeah, Cleethorpes Town against Bamber Bridge this weekend in the second qualifying round. What do you think for this one? Because Bamber finally have been beaten. So
yeah, they lost to Stalybridge, didn't they, last weekend? So like a great game, actually. It was 3-2, plenty of action in it. Bamber Bridge are still, you know, as a newly promoted team to the Premier Division, still had a really good start to the season for that being their first defeat. They find themselves in mid-table because they've had quite a few draws, but they're adjusting to life in the Premier Division really well. It's just not really happening for Cleethorpes so far, is it? They, we touched on this last time before that they played in the previous round. They did have a really good win at Belper last Saturday, which was actually their first league win of the season. Their best form has been in the FA Cup. They won a couple of games to get this far. I would still make Bamber Bridge favourites, although Cleethorpes, you know, they would expect to have been doing better than they are. So I think they are a better side than their position in the table suggests.
It's that time of the show, Simo, where we get the cliche klaxon. Always beware of the Northern League concert against Warrington Town now.
Yeah.
A trip to Durham. For Warrington Town. You can tell I've got the Wikipedia page open for concert as I say this. It should be nailed on Paul Carden's side, but stranger things have happened.
Yeah, they are favourites and they knocked out lower ranked opponents at the previous round in the form of Burscoe with the absolute minimum of force, although they did have home advantage that day when they ran out 4-0 winners. Obviously, they're on the road this weekend, as you said, and they're going to concert are absolutely flying. The top of the league, won all six league games, won three FA Cup games already, including a really good win against Congleton in the last round. They're the only team to have beaten Congleton this season as well. So it's not going to be easy for Town, but they go there full of confidence, in great form, and I would be surprised if there is an upset, even as well as Concert are doing.
Check this out, it's like a newsroom, isn't it? Right, now, Simo, be gentle at this point. We are going to be hearing from Cone's chairman, Ryan Paul Hague, in a second or two. FC United and Manchester against Cone. Now, I'm not going to say anything. Simo?
Well, I mean, I've said, you know, they seem to have steadied the ship a little bit under Chaddy with the kind of three straight draws, didn't they? But then the defeat at Guiseley last weekend has been a setback, hasn't it?
It was a bigger setback than that, Simo, because I go to Guiseley thinking, you know, a traditional Yorkshire welcome. I'm going to have pie and peas here with mint sauce. Lovely stuff. Just a burger van. Stunned.
That's
absolutely stunned.
Well, the day started on the wrong
exactly,
foot, didn't
it? Ended on the wrong
got worse from there. Yeah, I mean, Cole, obviously, as we've touched on, that great win against Hyde in the last round. I know Hyde have had a little bit of an iffy start to the season, but still a great win for Cole in that one. Although they did suffer their first league defeat of the season last weekend when lost the Runcorn Linnets, although that's a Runcorn Linnets side in really good form. So it's not a disaster to have lost that game, and they did bounce back in midweek by knocking Kendal out of the League Cup. We again, similarly, as I've said in a couple of other ties, there's still a two-division gap between the teams. You have to remember that. But Cole, yeah, I mean, you know, they can take the lead. It might be quite interesting.
Well, let's hear now from the man in charge at Cone. Here's Ryan Paul Hague, chairman at the Lancashire club.
I don't know. I think we're just enjoying the journey, Ben, to be fair. I think it's the furthest we've come in a good number of years. And to pull a tie out like FC United away is probably a bit of a cup final for us as we stand at this moment in time.
I was going to say the last game wasn't too bad. A home draw against Hyde and all the fans that came up. I mean, that was quite a performance there.
We did well again then, yeah. We've been, again, I'm not going to take anything away from the performance because I thought against Hyde we were outstanding to a man. But Hyde weren't the side as they were last year. I think you could tell they were struggling with a bit of confidence, and we got them on a good day for us and potentially a bad day for them. You know, we were outstanding to a man. We're a very young, hungry side, and I think it showed in that game. And hopefully, if, you know, it gives us a bit of a chance on Saturday.
Now, in the first qualifying round, I asked a lot of managers what would a cup run mean for their respective clubs. And I've got to say, a lot of them did say for the money. The money's good, the prize money especially. But when it comes to where you are as a club, we spoke last season. There's definitely some progression going on with Cone. So it's not necessarily about the prize money, although I'm sure it helps, but it's also about the exposure it brings as well.
You're right, yeah. Obviously, there's the benefit of the prize money, which helps every club at our level. But the exposure we're getting and what we're trying to do with the football club and where we're trying to take it and everything we're trying to do up there, not just the first team, but for the youth setup we've got, for the community setup that we're trying to bring into the club if we can enhance the facilities. That's probably it sounds silly, but that's probably a more important bit for us, really, that we're trying to get the facilities up there and allow us to progress as a community side of the club as well.
And finally then, Ryan, just a quick mention for the league form, just while we've got you on. I mean, the league Division 1 West, well, it's not called Division 1 anymore, is it? Division West is pretty hefty, to say the least, that top end of the table. I mean, what have you made of the competition 6 games in?
It's another one where when we looked at it this year, we thought we had an outside chance. We taking into consideration what we've done for the last 2 years, how we'd strengthened in the summer, we give ourselves an outside chance of making the playoffs. And obviously, we set off like an house on fire. Came unstuck a little bit on Saturday. But we're going to get that with the age of our squad. So we're confident that we can be in and around the mix. And if we can stay where, you know, that sort of position till Christmas and then see where we are then.
And finally, Ryan, is there anything I can say which would put the jinx on Cone this weekend? Or do you not want me to go that far?
Like I say, it's all about the experience, Ben, and we're just going there to enjoy it, I'm sure. So hopefully come 5 o'clock, we've really enjoyed it.
So Ryan Paul Haig there, chairman at Cone, FC United against Cone this weekend, and best of luck to Cone. Gritted teeth and all that. Elsewhere, another chance for an upset here. Farsley Celtic against Southport. We'll hear from Adam Lakeland in the second, Simo. But there's a good chance for an upset here, especially at home for Farsley.
Yeah, I think you feel a little bit better about Farsley's chances because they've got that home advantage. Southport in a not too dissimilar situation to FC United, since they're on a slow start to the season. They're kind of grinding their way inch by inch forward, though, aren't they? I had a little look. I mean, even though they're 20th, they've actually only lost one of the past six in the league, but they've drawn a lot of those as well. So they're slowly getting their act together, although they should be doing so much better for the team they've put together. And this is going to be a really difficult assignment for them. I know we've touched on Farsley perhaps not being as high up the table as we might think after this at this stage of the season. Without going over all ground, obviously they've had a tough run of games. They did beat Mickle over last weekend, so have inched up to 13th, and they had a really good win in the League Cup in midweek. Great win in the last round against Guysborough. They won 4-0, didn't they? So they're clicking into gear. I think they'll really fancy it.
Well, let's hear now from the manager at Farsley Celtic. Here's Adam Lakeland.
It's obviously a big game, as you say, and everybody is looking forward to the challenge that we've got. I know that obviously Southport are not, you know, enjoying the best of times in the league at the moment, but they have been picking up some better results in recent weeks, and they've only lost one in the last six, and four of them have been draws. So, you know, they're obviously becoming harder to beat, and they've got a hell of a lot of good players within the squad and a very experienced manager. So we know it's going to be a difficult game, but it's one that we're all looking forward to.
Just a quick mention for the league form. It's been commented on the show since the start of the season how difficult Farsley's opening games of the season has been. That said, you've had a good go at it, beating Warrington and South Shields and the like. I mean, it's been a difficult start, but what have you made of it?
Well, yeah, it's, you know, it was obviously a difficult start when the fixtures first came out. We knew that, you know, we had the likes of Warrington, South Shields, Beresford, Gainsborough, you know, all teams that are expected to be up there at the end, and I'm sure that they all will be. So in that respect, you know, they were difficult games, and I thought that we applied ourselves very well in all of those games. But overall, I'm delighted with how my players have started the season. But what I would say is, whilst we've had tough fixtures, we've also had a couple of games off. And that's been very frustrating. You know, all the managers in the league will tell you that momentum is a massive thing with the volume of games that you play. And for us to, you know, the second Saturday of the season, Hyde were involved in the FA Cup and you know, were sat at home not playing. And so were Matlock, and the league have failed to get that game rescheduled. I think that did have a bit of an effect on our performance on the Bank Holiday Monday against Hensford. And then obviously Workington got a replay, so we didn't have a game last Tuesday night. And now we're in the FA Cup this Saturday, and there's half a dozen league games that are going to be played. So we're going to be three games behind, you know, probably half a dozen, eight, nine, ten clubs come the end of Saturday. And now next Tuesday night, we've had the Witten game called off because we've got to play in the County Cup. So,
oh, no.
You know, we're going to be at the end of September, and we're already three or four league games behind the majority of the league. And I just think that that's unacceptable. So I'm pleased with how we've done against the, you know, to say how difficult our fixtures have been, but there's also a hell of a lot of frustration from our end.
Like we said about the weather, hopefully this match is going to be on tomorrow. I mean, it's pretty chucking it down here, but then again, I am in Manchester. It's just the way it is, I suppose. It's always like this, really. But anyway,
it's always raining in Clitheroe as well.
Yeah, there we go. But just a thought for, final thought then for this match on Saturday against Southport. Big crowd expected. What's your message to the Farsley fans and the Farsley faithful heading into this game tomorrow?
Well, just do as you always do and get behind the team. You know, the support for the players and the team since I've been there has been fantastic. And, you know, we'll need everybody on side tomorrow if we're going to cause an upset. When you're the higher league side, obviously the expectations are there for you to get through and the pressure's on you, and they can be very difficult games. But, you know, going into tomorrow, obviously Southport are the division above us, and we'll go into the game as underdogs. And you know, as we proved on many occasions last season in the league, that, you know, when we're the underdog, it does tend to suit us. And, you know, whilst we respect Southport and we do anticipate a very difficult game, we'll be giving it everything that we've got to get a positive result.
Adam Laitland there, manager at Farsley Celtic against Southport. Andrew Simpson from the Midchester Guardian is still with us. And we're only halfway through the list, Simo, so not long left.
Okay.
Hales-Owen in Town against Gainsborough Trinity. This should be Gainsborough, shouldn't it?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I did see them last weekend when they came over to Northwich to play Witten. It was a 0-0 draw, a very tight game, quite a niggly game. I was a little bit disappointed with Gainsborough, if I'm honest. They came off the back of that 8-2 hammering of Chasetown in midweek. I thought they might be a little bit more expansive. But to be fair, Witten did defend really well, played really solidly on the day. Gainsborough, in the bigger picture, are in really good form. They haven't lost a game since that 1-0 defeat at Nantwich on the opening day. So they've been in good nick. Hales-Owen, another of the teams that we know well, used to be in the Northern Premier League Pro Division and now in the newly formed Southern League Central Premier. It's not really happened for them yet. They're down in 17th. They are unbeaten at home, though, so this gives them the best chance of getting through. And they've actually drawn the last four games in the league, so lump on a replay.
Kettering Town against AFC Mansfield. Rudy Funk will be joining us in the second, manager at AFC Mansfield. This would be a big upset, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was a huge, huge ask for them to go and knock Kettering out away from home. There's a glimmer of hope in that Kettering lost their first league game of the season in midweek. So they come into this game off the back of a little bit of a setback. Mansfield have done great. They won two games to reach this stage, two good wins. But I think this is by far going to be their toughest test. If they can get a replay, that'd be a decent achievement.
Well, let's hear what the manager at AFC Mansfield has to say now. Here's Rudy Funk.
Well, it's the FA Cup. And the FA Cup is always extremely colourful and extremely, you know, intense. Obviously, we're going to Kettering, and Kettering, as we all know, they're a very established club. They've had a bit of bad luck over the last few years, but they seemed, in my opinion, to regroup well under Marcus Law, and they produced some excellent performances, some great results this season. So I think it'll be a very, very tough afternoon. People talking about banana skin, people talking about you know, when lower teams come to bigger clubs, that it'll probably be easy afternoon. But I assure you, I mean, we're a very confident outfit. We've got some fantastic players. You know, we recruited well in the summer. And that shows also in our performances this season. You know, we've had some great results and we're sitting pretty in the league table. But saying that, I mean, we're on merit where we are at the moment. And hopefully we can give a very good account of ourselves.
I mean, talking about the league, obviously new to the division, and it's a relatively new division anyway to begin with. Bits of Division One North from last season, Division One South. I mean, what have you made of it? Six or so games in.
Well, it's yet again a very very interesting division. You know, you can see from top to bottom. You know, there's some stern sides in there. There's some fantastic players. And there's some amazing clubs. I think the reshuffle was needed for a long time, but it just has proven how good everything is. You know, everybody beats anybody on the day. And we've experienced some great games. We've experienced some great experiences. But saying that, the majority of our players, they're used to this division and above. There's no stranger for me, you know, to be in the Evo Stick and around about the non-league scenes. I've been 20 years in the game, so I know all the ins and outs. So we are actually relishing everything at the moment. And it's for our club. To be now in its seventh year of existence, it's something which is a dream come true, and everybody at the club is upbeat about.
And it's true, isn't it? I mean, it's been a cracking rise that the club's been on since it was founded, and you know, some great FA Cup runs in the past, getting to the third qualifying round a couple of times. I mean, what's the mood like at the club heading into this season? It must be bouncing, really.
Well, everybody's just so excited, and to be perfectly honest, the reason why the majority of people were excited and our supporters, because like I said, we've made some great signings, you know, during the summer, and we've got some great lads, you know, and besides, you know, playing sometimes the football which people don't want to see, you know, our side is getting it down and playing some decent stuff. And a lot of people come from afar, you know, to watch that. So it's just a great, exciting time and a moment. And like you say, we've in the last couple of years we made it to the third round qualifier. We beat some strong sides, and you have to also remember, in them days we were in the Northern Counties, and our side wasn't as strong as it's this year. So hopefully, if Lady Luke is on our side, who knows? Things can happen on Saturday.
Rudy Funk, manager AFC Mansfield, joining us. Feel like my non-league career has been centred around Rudy Funk. I can't remember where's he been. He's been Scarborough, wasn't it, and a few other places.
He has. I think you should get that on a T-shirt. My non-league career has been shaped by Rudy Funk. It's a conversation star, isn't it?
It really is. All right, it's been great talking to him anyway on this week's show. Back to the second qualifying round. Kingsland Town against Stafford Rangers. Stafford Rangers, I believe, at time of recording, have set off for that game. So that's a tough test, that, though. You wouldn't be surprised if Kingsland get a result there, because that is a long way to go.
It's a longer way to go. We've obviously been there with our respective teams. Grand old stadium, great place to go and watch a game of football. Huge, steep main stand. It's a fantastic view of the pitch there. When I was having a little look this morning, I mean, obviously, we're not following that league closely. I would have expected Kingsland to be much higher in the league than they actually are. They're down in 19th. They've had a bit of an iffy start, considering they reached the playoffs last season. Obviously, their manager Ian Coolbaus is now in our neck of the woods with Grantham, and they don't seem to have really recovered from that just yet. Haven't won any of the past four games and not won at all at home, although they've only played three games at home, but not won any of them yet. Stafford, as we've touched on previous shows, are actually in quite good form. They had that three-game winning run, although it did come to an end at Buxton last Saturday, didn't it, when they lost 4-1. But as we mentioned previously, everybody's lost at Buxton so far, so it's not not a scandalous outcome to have come away from there empty-handed. But yeah, so maybe they'll feel a little bit more optimistic given their host's problems.
Knaresborough Town against Workington. Knaresborough counties in Yorkshire?
Northern Counties, East League, North Yorkshire. Yeah, and doing really well this season as well. Fifth in the league. They were knocked out of the FA Vars a few weeks back, but have become storming back and scored 14 goals in the past three games. So they go into this one feeling really good. Workington, as we've touched on, it's just not really happened for them so far, has it? Down in 17th in the Premier Division, and their away form is wretched. They've lost all four league games so far, and they did need two attempts to beat Newcastle Benfield from the Northern League in the last round. So Knaresborough, well, maybe they'll fancy an upset here.
Next up, Marine against Fricklow Athletic. There is a big chance for an upset here. We are going to be hearing from Neil Young in a second. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I've texted him. We'll be hearing from Neil Young in a second. It's a tough game, that, for Marine, isn't it? I mean, home advantage and everything, yeah. But what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's going to be important here because Fricklow have been a little bit patchy away from home. So that will give Marine some hope. That, I mean, they have slightly steadied the ship. I mean, they had a good draw with Witham, were narrowly beaten by Warrington last weekend, but only by a penalty. And I believe they did play really well at Warrington last weekend. And then, of course, in between, they had the two FA Cup games against Scarborough, but ultimately they did get through with that brilliant win away from home in a replay. So they have, it's kind of encouraging signs since Tommy Lawson left. Frickley, yes. Although it's quite interesting, Frickley's Cup results have kind of clouded that it's been a bit of a mixed start in the league. They've actually conceded more goals than they've scored, which I couldn't believe that when I looked this morning, considering, you know, the 10 they've scored in the FA Cup, they scored 5 in the Integra in midweek, but it's not actually been as free-flowing in the league. They probably will still fancy it given Marine struggles, but I think Marine's best chance is winning at home.
So Neil, a big congratulations on your appointment. How's your opening week been at the club?
Fairly hectic, as you can imagine. Obviously, I was appointed late Thursday, early Friday last week. Obviously, with the game pretty quick coming up on the Saturday against, you know, a good side in Warrington Town. You know, but to be fair to the players, they've worked really hard. We've worked hard in training this week. I've been out and had a look at Frickley Tuesday to prepare for tomorrow's game. So yeah, you know, it's like anything when you come in mid-season to a job, particularly a football job. You have to get your head around it quite quickly because you don't get any rest. You know, the games are coming thick and fast. Tuesday, Saturday. So you know, we're all busy now preparing for a big game on Saturday against Frickley.
We'll come to that Frickley game in a second, but I saw Marine against Stalybridge a few weeks ago. We did a live show there from Bowerfold, and Marine weren't too far off, to be fair. And you know, the results haven't gone the way of the Merseyside club, but you can see that there's definitely a good team there. I mean, what's your prognosis of where Marine can go to next?
Yeah, well, we've got a good base, I think. You know, we don't lack anything in Endeavour. You know what I mean? We do need to add to the squad, you know, to help the lads along. But what I have seen in the Scarborough game that I watched the previous Saturday, and obviously last week's game against Warrington, was, you know, we're not lacking anything in fight, which I think most managers will tell you, particularly coming into a job, you know, is a big ask. And we've got that in abundance. So, you know, that's a big tick in the box. And as I say now, it's just a case of can we add, you know, two or three players potentially over a period of time. But my job at the moment is obviously just to assess where we are currently with the squad. And as you know, with coming games, coming Tuesdays, Thursdays, that is quite difficult to do because obviously with our league position as well, you can't really take any chances. You've got to go with what you know a little bit because we need to get out of the predicament that we're in. But, you know, as I say, it's a good club. We've got some real good players and, as I said, you know, plenty of endeavour, great attitudes. Training's been fantastic this week. So, you know, now as I say, we're building going forward and hopefully short term, obviously, to try and move up the league and progress in the cup if we can. But, you know, longer term aim is to really, you know, put ourselves in that top half of the table and continue from there.
And that's the challenge of a non-league manager, I suppose. All the juggling. You've got Workington on Tuesday away from home, but before that,
yeah,
you've got this massive banana skin to deal with in Frickley Athletic. I mean, how yep. are you? How's the squad going into this game? And what are you expecting from the visitors on Saturday?
Well, Frickley, obviously, a good side. You know, their league position tells you that. I know quite a number of their players, in particular Jamie Maguire, obviously being a little lad like myself. So you've got some good experience, ex-pros. So, you know, we know we've got a difficult game in our hands. You know, they play out from the back. They try and play through the thirds. You know, and they're a good football team. So, we know the size of the task on Saturday. But as I've said earlier, you know, we've prepared well. We concentrate everything on this game. And obviously our aim is to progress.
So a big thank you there to Neil Young, manager at Marine. And it's now time to look at the other side of the fence. And from Frickley Athletic, we're now joined by chairman, it's Stuart Highfield. Hello, Stuart. How's things?
Good afternoon. It's absolutely fine, thank you. Apart from the weather, a little bit wet. I don't know what it's like on the other side of the country, but we've certainly had a lot of rain in Doncaster.
Well, I was going to say, Stuart, I mean, it's Lancashire on the other side of the hills, and well, it always rains there, to be fair. Anyway, yeah. So it's already been a good cup run for Frickley Athletic, but how's the season gone so far for yourselves, do you think?
It it's not gone too badly. We've had a couple of defeats, which were, I suppose, quite surprising. We've got a fairly good squad there. We did lose our goalkeeper last weekend at Carlton. He's picked up an ankle injury, which means he's out for a time. So we've had to bring another young lad in. But we're reasonably happy with it up to now. A good result tomorrow would be very, very helpful for us. In both respects.
Yes,
a cup run,
yes.
Financially very helpful. And now that the FA have put a little bit more money into the lower rounds, it makes it a lot more interesting.
It is a bit of a game changer, really, for the competition in the early rounds, it feels.
It is, and that's what's needed. Money needs to go down into the grassroots. There's far too much flowing around in the Premiership and the Championship. And money needs to be spent at grassroots, or else you're going to lose it. We need the money. It's a lifeline to us. We can develop things. The money that comes into the club we can use for improvements around the ground. Not necessarily improving the player squad, because we've got a good player squad and we've got a budget that we work within. But it's certainly very, very helpful for improving the standards that we've got off the pitch.
And that then takes us on to tomorrow's match at Marine.
Looking forward to a good game. Yes, they're in the division above us, where we're hoping to be at the end of the season. But the lads are ready for it. We'll give our best. If we can win it, absolutely brilliant. If we can fetch them back to Westfield Lane, okay, fine. If not, okay, it's one of those things. But we're trying. We're certainly going to give it a good go tomorrow.
Well, Stuart Highfield, chairman at Frickley Athletic, safe journey over to Merseyside tomorrow. Safe journey back. So, next up then, Simo, Mosley against Kidsgrove Athletic. It's West v West. Should be quite a decent game, that one.
I thoroughly expect it to be a decent game, actually. Kidsgrove, what a great win for them against Hensford in the League Cup in midweek, which was timely because they just tailed off ever so slightly in the league, only one win in four before that, but that was a great win. Mosley, what a great season they're having. We did touch on this last time, to be fair, before they knocked Clither out in the previous round. Had a great win before that against Ossett United in the FA Cup, so they're on a good little run in the FA Cup, and they're also unbeaten in all competitions at home so far this season. And also, what's been really interesting, the crowds have really picked up at Mosley this season as well, haven't they? It's all good vibes coming from there. So let's see if they can carry on the weekend.
Well, when we spoke to the management, it's Dave Wilde, he was saying, you know, all the great work that's going on off the pitch. It's an old club, and it needs an injection of life, and you can see it's paying off. A bit like Prescott.
Definitely.
over recent years.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Nantwich Town against Blyth Spartans. We're going to hear from Dave Cook in a second or two. Now I like Nantwich. I'm not jinxing it for him here when I say I've got a funny feeling about this game.
They should really fancy this. Blythe, they're really struggling, aren't they, so far this season? I had a little look this morning, and they've got the worst away record in the National League North, just 1 point away from home so far this season. So not good at all on the roads, which will give Nantwich a great deal of hope. Nantwich had a good start. It tailed off slightly, but then they did bounce back with a really good win against Inform Whitby last weekend. 4-1 was a great result for them. And actually, they're unbeaten at the Weaver Stadium this season. So juxtapose that with Blythe's woes on the road, and you can definitely get all the ingredients for the Dabbers to get through.
Well, let's hear now what Dave Cook has to say on the matter. I caught up with him on Friday.
Yeah, we're as prepared as we can be. Looking forward to the game. We know they're a decent side. You certainly got three forwards that can play in that Conference North, no trouble at all, and possibly play in the Conference. So we're going to be in for a tough game.
You're coming into this game with a great result under your belt, that 4-1 win over Whitby. I mean, how important was that result for getting the squad up for this game in the FA Cup?
I think I said to you the other week, you know, we've had a few players missing, and now we're getting most of them back. I feel that we can give anybody a game. So if they play anything like they did last Saturday, then we've got a chance. But it's only a chance, because when you play teams in the higher league, you've got to give them the respect. But listen, we're going in that game with no fear, so we'll just have to see.
I mean, you touched up on it a bit there, but what are you expecting for Blythe? Because I don't want to jinx it for you or anything like that, but they've not had the best of starts to the season. It's a long way to travel for them, and I'm sure the Dabbers are going to give them a nice warm welcome on Saturday. So what are you expecting from Blythe, and how are you coping with potentially being one of their favourites to this and a big giant banana skin for them?
Well, the manager that's at Blythe, you know, got them up. Yeah, you're right, they haven't had the best of times in recent weeks, but they beat Chester 8-1, and they beat Altrincham 3 weeks ago 2-1. So obviously on the day, they're a match for anybody in that league. We just got to hope that we can get our noses in front and see out the tie.
And just while I've got you here as well, Dave, obviously, you know, the cup is very, very important, the prize money, and also the what it brings to a club for momentum and that kind of thing. But you have got a match on Tuesday, looming in the league, Warrington Town travelling down the M6 to Nantwich. I mean, that's a big game there. I mean, how are you juggling things?
Yeah, well, look, we're not thinking about the Warrington game until after Saturday because, look, it could be that Warrington draw in the cup or we draw in the cup and the game's off. But I speak to Paul Carden every other week and I've got a lot of respect for Paul. And I think they've conceded 3 goals in 8 games. So we know what a decent side they are. I mean, Paul won't buy you a drink, so he's not going to give you a goal, is he?
Oh, Paul, I am sorry. Those are the views of our contributor there, not necessarily the show. But, Dave, just before you go, just a quick message to the Nantwich Town fans then. This is going to be a big occasion on Saturday. Obviously, Nantwich have had good cup runs in the past. What's your message to the fans for tomorrow?
Yeah. Get down and cheer the boys on. Cheer your local team on. I think they'll be in for a quick...
Dave Cook there in the future for Nantwich Town against Blyth Spartans. We're going to hear from John Macken in a second. Radcliffe FC against Curzon Ashton. Again, it's pretty similar to the Nantwich Blyth match. There's a chance here for an upset.
There's a chance, although I think you did mention this on the monthly show last week when we very briefly touched on the FA Cup draw, that Curzon Ashton are actually a much more formidable prospect away from home this season than they have been on their own patch. In fact, only Chorley have scored more points away from home than Curzon Ashton. That's how well they've done on their travels so far. They do find themselves in mid-table, but most of their points being picked up away from home. So that does present Radcliffe with a challenge. But, as we touched on, unbeaten in the league, top of the table, great win against Stalybridge at home in the last round. So they'll still fancy it. But I think it's a slightly tougher ask than one or two of the other National League North teams that we've mentioned.
So, John, a big thank you for joining us. Big game this weekend. What are you expecting from Curzon?
Well, obviously a tough game. They've started well this season. You know, they've played some good football. I've not managed to go and watch them myself, obviously, with ties clashing. But I know they're going to be a tough side. I know one or two of the lads there. Obviously, we've got an ex-player with Ben Wharton coming from there last season. So it's going to be a tough. It's going to be a tough Saturday afternoon, but we're looking forward to it. You know, like we are every game that we've got into up to now this season. We're excited about it.
And it's been obviously there was the red button game against local side Prestwich Hayes, but it's been quite a memorable FA Cup run, regardless so far.
Yes, it has. You know, we've done well. I mean, we've started the season well, but it's only a start, which I keep telling the lads. We've got a long way to go. It's I'm trying to get them and trying to make them keep the momentum going by, just working hard, preparing correctly for each game, whether it be a league game away from home or, a big cup tie on this Saturday. We always prepare in the same manner, in the same way as we do every game. We go into it looking to win the game, play football and win the match. And, Saturday's no different.
I mean, we covered the Colwyn Bay match a couple of weeks ago, and it's the first time I've been back at Radcliffe for a while. And there is something about the place at the moment. There is a bit of a spring in everyone's step, and obviously, the FA Cup helps that. And this is going to be a big deal this weekend. I mean, what's the mood like at the club?
Everyone's really took it on board. The crowds are increasing. They're coming to watch some good football being played. I think that's the most important part of it as well. It's not just they're not just coming because we're winning games. They're coming because they're watching some good football being played as well. And that's what we try to do. We try to play football. We try to play it in the right manner. And like you said, it's a good feeling around the place now because we've got people starting to believe we can win every game we go into. Every Saturday or every Tuesday night that we've got a match, the atmosphere and the belief is, we can go and get a result here today. It's not always going to be the case. It's like I said to you before, it's going to be difficult at times because teams are going to up their game to try and knock us off top spot. And they know that they're a good side. So to get one over on a good side and beat a good side, just enforces what they're trying to do with other teams. But we're prepared. Like I say, we prepare the right way for every game. We do our homework on teams, and you know, Saturday's no different. It's just going to be a good occasion for the football club.
John Macken, manager at Radcliffe FC, joining us here on the MPL show. Simo still with us. There's just four games left to talk about. Just four.
The final straight.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And isn't it weird how your team is last? It's like it's meant to be. Rugby Town against Hensford Town. Again, I don't want to jinx it for our sides, but...
No, they should do. Although Rugby, an ex-MPL side, not that long ago, of course, in the old Division 1. So they've... dropped down from step four since then. They're now playing in the United Counties League and they're in the Premier Division. They've had a decent start to the season. They're six. In fact, they've been in really good form. They won seven games in a row in all competitions before losing 2-1 at home in midweek. So they've been in good nick. They go into this, despite that little setback, playing well in general. However, again, a little bit of a theme we've touched on today. Hensford have been doing better away from home than they have at home. In fact, a similar stat to the Curzon one, only Warrington have scored more points away from home than Hensford so far. So they're in really good nick away from home. Higher ranked side. A great win against Tamworth in the last round. So I do fancy Rob Smith's men this weekend.
We're going to hear from Lee Picton in a second at South Shield. So I'll leave that one for a second or two. Just to skip it then alphabetically. St Ives Town against Grantham Town. We're running out of things to say about Grantham Town. It's just been a great start for them, all things considered.
It has been a great start. I'm not sure what happened on Tuesday in the League Cup. One of those kind of weird results that it throws up for them to lose 6-0 at home to Glossop was very, very odd. I wouldn't read too much into that in terms of what impact it's going to have on this game. They've had a great start to the season, as we've touched on in the monthly show last week. Probably surprised all of us, and in a wholly good way. Fair play to Ian Coulthouse. He seems to have got them right back on track after the big changes over the summer. I make them favourites to win this one. St Ives are doing okay. They're eighth in the Southern League Central Premier. Not many goals around when they play at home. They played four games at home this season, only four goals in total in them. So it's going to be quite tight, perhaps. But Grantham are favourites, definitely.
Now, we'll leave tie of the round to one side for a second. But South Shields against Stockport County is up next. I would have said, and I think we all agreed, that is a BBC red button affair. But apparently the BBC's gone with some club down south called Torquay. Something, I don't know what that is. But anyway.
Don't know that.
But yeah, South Shields against Stockport County. Lee Picton joining us in a second. I don't mean to repeat myself here, but this is a very, very big game.
Huge game. You can almost kind of talk yourself, and we touched on this, you can talk yourself into making South Shields favourites pretty easily. I think you can talk yourself into convincing yourself they're favourites. So, you know, they're so strong at home. Again, carrying on the theme of weird League Cup results, they did get hammered at home by Morpeth in the League Cup in midweek, but I suspect they probably carried on with the policy of making the changes that they did last season in that competition, giving a load of their talented youngsters an opportunity. So I suspect that's what's happened there. But they've been flawless other than that at Mariners Park. Mariners Park also, you know, the scene for York City to be knocked out last season in Shields also with that great win against Darlington. So they're not frightened of National League North sides, are they, at all? It's not really happening for County yet. They're in the middle of the table. They're not, you know, a little run will propel them up to where they want to be, which is kind of battling for a playoff place. Not been in great nick, though. Only one win in the past seven league games, which is not great. Only one win away from home, and that was at Southport, who are having an even worse start than Stockport are. So South Shields, you'd have thought, are going to be licking their lips, aren't they?
So, Lee, a big thank you for joining us and welcome back to the show. This is a big game. You could probably see it from space. Is everyone at the club looking forward to it?
Oh, massively so. Yeah, no, it's a great tie for us. Obviously, you know, the prestige of having a club like Stockport County come to Mariners Park is a big draw for people around here. And, you know, it kind of brings back some really, you know, great memories from last season's run that we had against the likes of, you know, Darlington and York and Hartlepool United. So we're thoroughly looking forward to it.
And it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, last season, I mean, you're top of the league now, but last season, everyone in the old Division 1 North was, it was like their cup final in a way. They wanted to take a pot shot at you, try and defeat South Shields. In this instance, the boot's on the other foot in a way. I mean, how do you become a massive banana skin for this mammoth club?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's nice every so often to kind of be considered the underdog. I guess it takes a little bit of pressure off ourselves. But, you know, at the same time, we've got real belief in our camp that can compete with teams at that level. we must pay Stockport, you know, a lot of respect, because, you know, they've got a, you know, a really strong squad, a strong team. You know, the club itself is a massive club. So we've got to be at our best to get the right result tomorrow. But, you know, we're certainly not going to the game with any fear. If we can get the ball down and you know, and play our usual brand of football, then I think we'll give ourselves a great chance.
And what's your message to the South Shield fans on the eve of this game?
Come and support us as they always do. You know, we've got a responsibility as the home side to try and get off to a strong, quick start and to get, you know, the majority of the people in the stadium, you know, really behind us, and hopefully feed off that energy and, you know, kind of bounce that energy both ways and make it a really uncomfortable afternoon, hopefully, for Stockport.
Lee Picton, joint manager at South Shields, joining us on this week's Betfred League One show. And finally, Andrew Simpson from the Manchester Guardian. The main reason why we've got you on, really, is to talk about Witten Albion against Spending More Town. I hate to break it to you after all that hard work you've done there in the last half hour. I mean, a month ago, I would have said Witten Albion were favourites for this, but Spending More have really had an upturn in form of late.
Yeah, they're in really good form, aren't they? Four wins in the past five have taken them up to fifth in the league. They're playing really, really well. They're also doing really well away from home. Sorry, Witten fans. They've played five away games in the league and kept a clean sheet in three of them. But they're actually coming up against one of the best defences in the Northern Premier League's Premier Division as well, because for clean sheet stats, only Warrington have kept more clean sheets than Witten. Witten have been really, really solid this season, without labouring the point that I've made a few times this season. They've kind of adapted their style slightly. They lost Steve Thames, who scored 30-plus goals from last season. To kind of compensate for that, they've gone a little bit more conservative, a little bit more solid. It's working. You know, they kept out free-scoring Gainsborough last week. Spending More were down to watch that game, so it'll be interesting to see what they took from that. Witten didn't create a great deal, but they were difficult to break down. I think that's going to be a theme tomorrow. Witten's best chance is definitely to try and win at Winsham Park, where they are unbeaten so far this season. But as you rightly point out, Spending More are going to be formidable opponents. And you don't have to kind of delve too far into the past for a brilliant FA Cup tie between these two 7 years ago when Spending More was still in the Northern League. Absolutely brilliant day that was. Big crowd down, and Witten did win that one 3-1, but how Spending More's fortunes have changed since then. They went on to win the FA Vars at Wembley and they now find themselves higher up the non-league pyramid than Witten. Just goes to show how well Jason Ainsley's side has done in the past few seasons. I think it's set up to be a good tie, though. I'm really looking forward to it.
And a big, 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 big good luck to all our sides in FA Cup action this weekend. Yes, even you, Cone. How's that? Simo, just before you go, just a quick plug for your work. A job well done, my friend. Where could people keep abreast of everything that's going on this weekend in Mid-Cheshire?
Yeah, northwichguardian.co.uk. I'll be doing, obviously, the Witten game against Spending More. Updates will be on Twitter, Simo_on_sport, and all the post-match gubbin shenanigans and reaction later on the same evening. And enjoy your games, everybody.
So, just as you thought that was the end of the show, the league website decides, you know what, we're going to put up another fixture, and that's Chorley against our very own Leek Town. So I thought, oh God, we need to get Leek Town on. So, God bless him, Neil Baker, the manager at Leek Town, has agreed to do an interview right last minute. So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us. Is everyone looking forward to tomorrow's match against Chorley?
Yeah, we certainly are. We couldn't have had a tougher test at this stage, because they're probably the best team in it. They're absolutely flying at the moment. So it's a tough test, but one that we're looking forward to, Ben.
And that's the thing. I mean, when you look at Charlie's start, for those who don't know, I mean, Charlie, they've won the opening 9 out of the 10 games. They're 9 points clear at the top of National League North. Scored 23 goals, just conceded the 4. I mean, how do you approach that in training to defend against that, Neil?
I don't think we can go up there and expect to defend the whole 90 minutes, because I don't think we're good enough to do that. I think we've got to have a plan in place to make it hard for them, Ben. But we've also got to give ourselves a chance. And that's what we did last night. You know, we'll go up there and we'll have a go, just to sit back and take it for for the whole 90 minutes, I don't think is the way to do it.
So going into this game, and obviously, what's your take on Division West? Because obviously, Leake Town are very big presence when it comes to Division One South in previous seasons. I mean, the West Division seems to be a right difficult division, to say the least. I mean, what do you make of it all?
Yeah, it does. It's a strong league, and I've seen not all the teams yet, but we've seen the majority of teams. And the results, you know, Radcliffe and obviously Cold and Mosley have started well. But everybody's dropped points, and I think that's the nature of the league. The teams are very close, so you can expect hard games more often than not. I think it'll start to take shape probably 12, 15 games into the season. We've only lost one game. We've played a number of cup games. We've had hard games away from home against lower opposition, which we've struggled to get through. But after two replays, we find ourselves playing Chorley. But we were good last Saturday at home to Ramsbottom, and we were good in midweek in the replay. So but our form's improved.
And finally then, Neil, just one last quick message, really. We've had about 15 managers on this week's show. You're the last one, and I think we have saved the best till last. What's your message to the away following tomorrow heading up to Vichy Park?
Well, we want to do ourselves justice. That's important. There'll be a number of our supporters going, and the lads are ready for it. And who knows, in cup competitions anything can happen, and that's how we can provide one of the major shocks tomorrow.
Well, Neil Baker, manager at Leake Town, you're an absolute legend. Big thank you for coming on. Safe journey up the M6, and we'll speak to you in the next round, my friend.
Lovely, thanks Ben.
And that, dear listener, is the end of this week's show. A big, big thank you to Neil Baker for joining me on this week's show, as well as all my guests. Blimey, we've had loads of people on, haven't we? It's that time of the season as well where we have to let you all know that it has been raining outside, so before setting off on Saturday morning and Saturday lunchtime, please look outside your window, check Twitter, check the league website and all that palaver, evostickleague.co.uk. And while you're on the internet, don't forget you can also follow this show on Twitter, that's at NPL Show. But I've been Ben, and wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your side in the FA Cup, make sure that you have fun. Best of luck, everyone. Bye-bye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.